The unacceptable postcode lottery of care also continues to exist, with certain counties receiving a far lower quality of care than others. This is particularly the case in rural counties. Last year, it was found that in CHO1, which includes my own constituency of Donegal, had the fifth highest waiting list for CAMHS in the country, with a total of 367 young people on waiting lists. I have been contacted by a parent in Donegal who has been seeking urgent services for her young child for a year and has been waiting for a first appointment with CAMHS for months. It should never be the case that a child is forced to wait this long for a vital service. And it should never be the case that parents are left without the option of getting the child the help they need. This can be particularly frustrating for families in rural Ireland for whom many services are inaccessible. Concerned parents and guardians in Donegal and across the country are doing all they can to secure vital services for the children who need them. When a place has been secured, many families in Donegal are then faced with the issue of getting to these services. Consideration isn't given for those who are unable to travel, and rural service users suffer because of this as well. This has become even more concerning recently with the announcement last month that Donegal's only child and adolescent counselling service has been forced to close. This news has sent shockwaves throughout many Donegal communities and has caused significant stress and worry among young service users and their families. The Child and Adolescent Counselling Service had grown massively in our county, with over 15,000 counselling sessions delivered by 26 counsellors across 7 outreach centres in the last 6 years alone. The fact that so many children across the county are now being stripped of this vital service because of a lack of funding, basically for one position, I think, to manage the whole thing, is an absolute disgrace. 120 children who were receiving counselling in Donegal are now left in the dark with nowhere to turn, with more than 350 people who are on waiting lists for this service also affected. The demand for the service was already far more than could be provided for, and yet the service is still forced to close, putting an even further strain on other service providers. The reality is that many of these children will not be able to access the service they need now, and that is an absolute shame. This will negatively affect so many families in Donegal while the government continues to turn a blind eye on these families and the essential need for mental health services for young people. We are already failing young people in this country in so many ways, and to not provide an adequate mental health service will have a devastating effect on so many young lives. And that is the difference that we're making, because intervention now when people are, and young people, is a timely intervention, and it's actually an intervention that will save money in the long run. And the constant looking at the government, and all governments, not only this government, but all governments, about how much it costs, when you look at the cost of not doing it, the cost is insignificant, really, and that's the reality of the situation. And I know that there is difficulty in getting adequate qualified professionals and stuff like that there, but that needs to be stepped up, and they need to be got and targeted from other countries and brought here and made to work. And that's an idea of immigration that actually works for the benefit of our society as well, and that's vitally important. And that will make a difference to people's lives, and it will save money in the long run, and that's what we need to be looking at, and that's the way that things need to be looked at. And, you know, and it does stick in people's craw at the minute too, you know, when you see there's so much money being put aside by the government that it hasn't budgeted for, but yet we see the services are crumbling, and we see that the only service that was there for young people in Donegal has to close because of lack of funding. I think 40,000 or 50,000 euros to employ one person to coordinate the whole thing. That's the kind of stuff that shouldn't be happening, and it shouldn't happen in this day and age. And there's no, I don't think there's any justification for it to happen, because cost isn't an issue at the minute, and so I don't think that justification is there. And the thing to remember, Minister, I know you know this, but the thing to remember, but some of your government partners don't seem to know it, and maybe the Minister for Finance doesn't seem to know it, but spending money now will save money in the future, and that makes a difference, and that should be enough. Because I know government decides, and the Department of Finance decides everything on the spending of money and how it looks. So investment now will save in the future, and that